Avoiding your unfinished home projects because you're not sure where to start? Thumbtack knows homes, so you don't have to. Don't know the difference between matte paint finish and satin? Or what that clunking sound from your dryer is? With Thumbtack, you don't have to be a home pro. You just have to hire one. You can hire top-rated pros, see price estimates, and read reviews, all on the app. Download today.
How can advertising on TikTok help jumpstart sales for your small business?
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend, get a warehouse, and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads, and you gotta start now.
Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
So we were waiting for this for days because we had callers call up and say, listen, the Rangers are not in the postseason. Boomer puts jerseys of the opponents that the Rangers play in the playoffs in the freezer to have those players, those good players on the other team, have bad series. Would you do that with the Celtics? Because the Knicks were huge underdogs when the series started against the Celtics. So he reached out to Fanatics, and he asked for a jersey. Now, It didn't come before game one. It didn't come before game two. It has arrived, though.
What are you going to do with it now?
Before game three. So this is, we got to figure this out.
But dude, you're not doing anything with it.
That's what I'm saying.
I mean, at this point, leave it as it is.
All right. Now, it's a guy who's already, it's as if he had already been in the freezer.
Mm-hmm. The whole team.
It's a Kristaps Porzingis jersey. So we asked for either Pritchard or Porzingis.
Okay.
Now, Porzingis, it's a Porzingis, obviously, Celtics jersey, number 8.
It's a good-looking jersey.
It's a great-looking jersey, yeah. Even though we don't like Boston, but it's a great-looking jersey. It's from Fanatics. They did a really, really nice job with these. So I'm thinking, like, things are going so well.
You don't do anything.
You can't, right?
No, because I was talking to CeeLo about this earlier. You know, looking at the series so far, and this goes to the point where you're not going to do anything. You know, they've missed 75 threes. We've talked about that. I'm sure you saw the story yesterday that said NBA analytics is showing that I think the number is 46 of their missed threes are open or better. I don't know what better than open is, but open or so they're off.
Yeah.
And he's like, well, it's got to change at some point. No, you know what? It doesn't. Sometimes teams go into funks and they can't get out of them.
It's contagious, Jerry.
Yes. Shooting's contagious and so is missing contagious. You do something with that jersey and things switch on Saturday and they win, you're at fault.
So I'm trying to be fair today on this Feel Good Friday. Like I said, I'm being self-aware, talking about how I was complaining about silly things. And what I'm going to do today, Boomer may get mad at me for this, but it's only fair. This is only fair. When the Nets played the Celtics, I wore a leprechaun costume.
Yes, you did.
And rooted so hard against the Brooklyn Nets to lose to the Boston Celtics. And I got crap from other Knicks fans around here, including Anthony Gallo. How could you do that? I was like, well,
for
listen.
Sure.
So, Jerry, as you sit in Boomer's chair today.
I will not
today,
put that on.
No?
No.
You don't hate the Knicks enough to put this on?
I don't hate the Knicks.
I don't
like the Knicks. And to be quite honest, if it wasn't for Boomer, I might not even mind the Knicks.
But this is why.
No, I will not put that on.
This is why I'm saying this is the perfect spot, Jerry.
No, I will not put on a Celtic uniform jersey. I will not put on an Eagle jersey. I will not put on a Commander jersey. No, there are certain jerseys I am not putting on.
But this is why I thought you might say yes. No. Just listen to this side of it. I hear that you're not going to do it, but this is why I thought you might say yes. It's because Boomer has been busting your balls about the Nets so hard. Boomer couldn't stand Porzingis at the end of his tenure as a Knick. You're filling in for Boomer.
Yeah.
He's not here to defend himself. And if he woke up in Cincinnati and put on CBS Sports Network and saw you sitting in his chair doing the show.
All right, give me the jersey.
Wearing a Celtics Porzingis jersey.
That's fine.
See?
This isn't the Washington Commanders or the Philadelphia Eagles. Why not?
He's going to go nuts about this.
I'm sitting in Boomer's chair. Kristaps Porzingis. There you go. All right, Boomer. Eat it, Boomer. I'm in your chair. In a Celtics jersey.
That didn't take much.
There you go.
So now you know.
You're right, because I've given up. I can't defend what the Nets are right now.
Yeah.
They're not good. I think they're going to be an up-and-coming young team. I like the coach, but they didn't win a lot of games this year. And hopefully they get the first pick in the NBA draft. They tried it with Durant and Kyrie Irving. It didn't work. You guys had to sit here and watch it. And if Durant's toe doesn't hit the line, maybe they advance in that series and things are different. Maybe if they don't trade for James Harden, things are different. Instead, they get that stiff who had no interest in playing. And now things are what they are. And the Knicks are a really damn good team. So I got to sit here. Is the Nets still in the NBA? Yes, they are. They're also partners to this radio station. So now I am going to sit here and I will Kristaps Porzingis in your face, in your chair.
Sometimes historic events suck. But what shouldn't suck is learning about history. I do that through storytelling. History That Doesn't Suck is a chart-topping history-telling podcast chronicling the epic story of America, decade by decade. Right now, I'm digging into the history of incredible infrastructure projects of the 1930s, including the Hoover Dam, the Empire State Building, the Golden Gate Bridge, and more. The promise is in the title, History That Doesn't Suck. Available on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Knew that there was a chance I could get you with that, as adamant as you were about not putting it on, because it's really not so much about your fandom versus Boomer's fandom. It has now become personal between the teams.
I like the way you put that.
Right. I mean, it's not about that. It's become personal. So this isn't you turning on the Nets or becoming a Celtics fan. This is your retaliation to the crossfire that you have been experiencing.
I agree.
For the last number of years.
And we have now infected his area.
Yes, with a Porzingis Celtics jersey.
He can come in with Lysol. He can do whatever he wants. You can tell me that the Pope's from Villanova. By the way, that means nothing.
Yeah, I know.
Because as I started to write in a group text yesterday, if the Diamondbacks can beat the Yankees after 9/11, then God doesn't care about sports. So you take that stuff and stick it where the sun don't shine.
Of course, yes, we understand that. People were having too much fun with that. I mean, this is another thing Al said this morning that I agree with. It's if there's a good joke or a good line these days and you're not the first to it,
then don't do it.
It's just gone. It's gone. It's just, you don't do it as, right. It's like with the NFL, NBA, MLB insiders where everybody has to say the same thing. Like,
sure.
Like, we got it. We know we went to Villanova. We know the Knicks. There's three guys from Villanova, the Knicks. I don't think it makes a difference at all. And by the way, like, I know this guy was born in Chicago, the new Pope, Leo the 14th.
Yeah.
But he spent, like, the last 25 years in Peru.
Okay.
I mean, this is, like, people are acting like he's going to Cubs games and stuff.
No.
Eating deep dish pizza, talking about Mike Ditka.
But if he lived in America into his 40s, then that's okay. It's not like he was born here when he was five. He moved to Peru.
Yeah, I fine, but it's not like he was sitting next to what's his face, Harry Carey, out there singing "Take Me Out to the Ball Game."
That is true.
This guy was doing like philanthropic work in Peru, giving his life to the Catholic Church. Everybody's thinking like, oh, it's just a regular guy from Chicago is the Pope.
It's not
like Jeff Garland became the Pope. I mean, what are we doing?
Jeff Garland. Hey, pull that one out.
I just think about like certain people in Chicago, and I feel like he's one of those guys. You know, he's always wearing Bears and Cubs stuff and everything else.
Yes.
But yeah, there he was. Look at that. CBS Sports Network gets some Vatican TV stuff. Look at that. Everybody's really, really thrilled yesterday.
Let me ask you this. Will you be, I actually don't think the Celtics are going to win. I think the Knicks are going to win Saturday, even though I think if I was going to make a wager, I would bet Boston Saturday and then probably the Knicks on Monday. But, you know, if the Celtics do win Saturday, do you come back on Monday feeling like, and I know it depends on how they win, I get that too, but would you come back in here on Monday saying, you know what, we got a series?
Oh,
or would you still be very comfortable?
No, I would say we have a series. I still think we have a series. I'm sitting here right now before this game is played thinking we have a series for sure. And if they're up 3-0, then at that point I'm like, okay, they've won this. They're not going to blow
four games in a row. But you know what's, I mean, I know it didn't matter at all in games one and two, but still, the Celtics are a 5.5-point favorite tomorrow. And they're still, let's see, if I go to more NBA, they're still really not that much of an underdog in the series, down 0-2, which is...
Well, and if you watch every so-called expert on TV, and you even read about a lot of people that are writing about this series, everyone still feels like the Celtics have this great chance to come back and win. And I am certainly not counting them out. I mean, they were down the 3-0 to Miami, and they forced the seventh game. So it's not like they're out of anything, but... The one guy that really caught my eye was Kendrick Perkins, because a lot of what he says seems to actually play itself out. I mean, he was like stern. This series is over. And I don't want to put words in his mouth, but he was basically saying like the Celtics just look like a shell of themselves right now. And the Knicks look like they've got that mojo going. And when Kendrick Perkins speaks like that, I'm like, you know, maybe he's got something here.
Yeah, so now, yesterday I checked this, and the Knicks were a slight favorite in the series. Now I checked it, the Celtics are back to being a favorite in the series.
No kidding.
Now, find me a series that has ever gone on where the home team lost both games to start, and then both prior to game three, they were still a favorite.
I don't think you'll find that. There's no way.
86% of the teams that went on the road games one and two end up winning a series in the NBA, and the Knicks are still an underdog in the series. Now, I can understand why. I mean, if the Knicks had beaten them soundly in games one and two, they would be the favorite. But they didn't. They had to have two miracles. But I do think there is something to the whole, the shooting has gone so cold. It's in their heads. Now they got to go on the road. They're thinking about blowing leads again. I do think there's something about a ball rolling down the hill, sort of an avalanche type of thing. With them, where maybe Kendrick Perkins is right, but
I played those clips from the two hosts in Boston yesterday, and we were having fun with it. But when the guy said, and I don't know what his name was, but he talked about the Knicks being a bunch of cockroaches,
because
you just can't seem to kill them. And I agree with you. If you're the Celtics, how can you not think that until there are zeros on the clock, like this team's not out of it? You know, 20-point leads is one thing. 20-point leads in your home building is another. And to do it two games in a row and to lose both games is beyond staggering.
Yeah, so I don't know if Boomer's got a hotel room that hopefully he does. It has CBS Sports Network in it, but if he does, he will put it on.
From his chair. Let's go, Celtics. Let's go, Celtics. This is the Boomer chair.
I'm responsible for this, but I had to. He has been so unfair with this whole thing. And I'm not one of these crazy people that thinks that this has any effect on the series. I honestly had two friends just text me while I'm doing this bit. Two friends that are up driving to work go, don't give him the jersey. It's bad luck. Two of them. I'm like, come on, stop. Will you stop?
Yeah, this has nothing to do with anything.
But it is.
But it's fun.
But we won't get pissed. He will be pissed.
In his chair. As I mush my butt cheeks on his chair. Let's go, Celtics.